FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com, and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to CBS Sky Radio. This is Fired Up with CJ. Right now, we're all feeling it. It's the beginning of the school year. And this month, we'll be focused on parenting and building our awareness of how we can lovingly support our kids. Lovingly, I say. Or just kick them out the door.
That's loving, too.
I know. Well, okay, I have two bus stops outside my house, the older kids and the little ones. They're so cute with their backpacks and their new shoes, yeah. Marching. And as the parents are waving at the bus as they're getting them on the bus, I'm thinking, no, I think I would just be walking away. I'm not sure. But I think they're waving like, yay, I have a little peace and quiet or something. I'm not sure why they were waving, but they were waving.
Yeah, they're saying hooray.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Hooray, goodbye.
Exactly. Trying to be all lovingly to the kids so the kids didn't know how happy they really were. But, yes.
You're too funny. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the new school year. Oh, my gosh. It has been crazy. I told Cassandra I woke up at 4:30. My kids just started school yesterday, my two teens. I have two boys, age 12 and 14, and it's crazy town in this household. And Cassandra is saying, you have a daughter. How old is she? She's going in 11th grade?
Yep, she's in 11th grade. She's 16. She got her license the Monday before school started. So not only did she start school, she's driving to school.
Wow.
And I was a little nervous about that. And then I have one that's in college.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm sure there are others of you that have kids that are going to school. And today we have parenting expert Amy McCready here, who she describes herself as a recovering yeller. Love that. And she's going to be here today answering some of the most common questions that we have about parenting both teens and tots. And, you know, a while ago when I first became a mother, I thought, I just need some help. And I started reading this book on positive discipline, which is based on Alfred Adler's work. And since then, my husband and I have actually been using this book since when they were first born all the way till now. And what I love about Amy's book is that it's also based on a lot of the ideas from Alfred Adler that we're going to talk about now, because what I really got most out of this book, Amy McCready's book, if I have to tell you one more time, I love that title. What I love most about this book is actually grounding it in the philosophical core and concepts behind all the ideas in the book, because knowing that helped me just come up with a whole bunch, a deeper understanding of why I'm doing some of the things that I read about a long time ago. So I'm really happy to have Amy McCready here. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about Adler, Alfred Adler, the psychotherapist who introduced this work to you as well. And when was that moment when you were like, aha, this all makes sense to me. I no longer have to be a yeller anymore.
Exactly. Well, and my experience was like yours. I started studying Alfred Adler when my kids were very young, and you know, as a mom, you know, I had a big corporate job before I was a mom and, you know, did reasonably well at that. And I thought, how is it that I could manage hundreds of people, yet I felt completely inept trying to manage these two little people that I was responsible for? And I felt like a total failure as a parent. Now, of course, I wasn't, but you know how that is. You just think, yeah. Oh, I'm not doing anything right. And so when I started to study the principles of Alfred Adler through Adlerian psychology, it became clear to me the motivation for their behavior. They weren't behaving just to make me crazy. There was really a reason behind it. And once I was able to sort of step back and understand why they were behaving the way they were, then I thought, okay, now I can know how to address it more strategically and more effectively. So that was a big aha for me.
Mm-hmm. And what is the reason they're misbehaving?
Well, there are a couple of things that sort of jump out from Alfred Adler's work. You know, one, the two kind of core concepts are belonging and significance. So all of us, you know, toddlers, teenagers, senior citizens, we are all hardwired with the need for belonging and significance. And belonging refers to that need for emotional connection that we all have. We all have the need to be emotionally connected to people who are important to us. So for children, that's their parents and their siblings. And to know that you fit in, you have a place within this family. You belong here. You're not just taking up space. You're a really vital member of this family. That's that sense mm-hmm. of belonging. Mm-hmm. And then there's significance, which means what it sounds like. I feel important. I make a difference. I matter around here. I make a contribution. And so we all have that need to be significant as well. And I liked it. Those concepts of belonging and significance can sound a little bit a little bit confusing to parents, so I sort of put them in two different categories. You know, there's the attention mm-hmm. basket and the power basket. So think of mm-hmm. belonging as that, again, that need for emotional connection and positive attention from people who are important right. to you, and significance is kind of the positive power piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like love. I think of it as love. You know, you need love, you need attention, you need to know that, like, I'm, you know, that I'm connected to you as a parent.
And when you think about behavior, another one of the ahas from Alfred Adler is that, you know, all behavior is goal-directed. They behave in ways to help them achieve that sense of belonging and significance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so when kids are whining and being fussy and annoying, they are trying to get your attention. They're trying to satisfy their hardwired, non-negotiable need for your attention. And
right.
when they're digging in their heels and fighting you every step of the way, they're trying to exert their power and independence. It's the way they're wired. They're not trying to misbehave. They're trying to achieve that sense of belonging and significance, but they don't know how to do it in positive and productive ways, so they end up resorting to negative behaviors to get it.
Right, right. Yeah, they actually are trying out a whole bunch of different strategies that we all do. We don't know exactly mm-hmm. how to get it, but we need to figure it out. So they're just trial and erroring it. They're not trying to drive us crazy, although the outcome may be that they're trying to drive us crazy. So did you have any other ahas during that training session? What was the other kind of aha for you?
Well, a couple others, you know, again, sort of related to this concept of belonging and significance, Alfred Adler mm-hmm. said a misbehaving child is a discouraged child. Mm-hmm. So you always look at misbehavior as the symptom. That is not mm-hmm. the problem. That is a symptom. And so we need to dig a little bit deeper and find out, okay, why is that happening? Mm-hmm. And he refers to discouragement as a child doesn't know how to achieve that sense of belonging and significance. And as you've mentioned, mm-hmm. you know, goes about with trial and error to try to achieve that. The mm-hmm. other sort of big aha for me was this notion of free will. And I never really thought about this before, but we are all born with free will, you mm-hmm. know. And if you think about an infant, if you would, you know, bring her home and hold her down at a changing table, try to restrain her, she would instinctively fight back. So mm-hmm. we are, again, hardwired with the need for free will and independence. And whether you're a toddler or a teenager or a senior citizen, again, we all have that. And so as you think about behavior and free will, you know, ultimately your kids will decide whether or not to behave or whether or not they will dig in their heels and fight you every step of the way. They have free will. They can make that choice. And so the strategies that we use will determine whether or not they sort of agree, they decide, yeah, I am going to behave, I am going to cooperate, mm-hmm. because that's a much mm-hmm. better situation for me all around, or mm-hmm. I'm going to dig in my heels and fight mom and dad every step of the way. So that
right.
concept of free will is kind of a big aha as well.
Yeah, I love that. You know what, I love the fact that you say that it's for senior citizens as well. You know, I was talking to my husband about an issue that he was having at work, and I said, you know, it reminds me of this book that I'm reading by Amy McCready. It all comes down to belonging and significance. You know, that person at work doesn't really feel, you know, they're misbehaving at work because they really don't feel like they have any power in this situation. And so I think once you understand those core concepts, they really help you figure out a lot of things, I think. And to figure out, I love your idea of mapping the misbehavior to, like, what is at the root of it? It is about belonging or significance, and that helps you come up with solutions too, right?
Absolutely. So you're not just, you know, throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks. When you can sort of pinpoint why those behaviors are happening, then you can very strategically go to the toolbox and know what tool to use.
Right.
And, you know, if you could think about that, kids continue doing the behaviors that work for them. So when a child misbehaves, what mm-hmm. typically happens right after that? Well, if right after that misbehavior you give the child attention, then you know the child's goal is likely attention. If mm-hmm. you end up engaging in a power struggle and raising your voice, then that child's goal was probably to get the best of you and get you riled up and engage
right.
you in a power struggle. And that,
yep.
again, that will direct you in terms of which strategies are going to be most effective.
Right. Yeah. Their mission is accomplished.
Yes.
even if it's the negative yelling that comes from you, they're like, well, I got something. It may not have been
That's
the something
right.
I want, but it's better than the nothing that I was getting before. And one of the things I love in your book, and that I was like, yay, I've been doing something right, was the idea of connection time, and that how that was just one of the most, you called it mind, body, and soul time. Is that right? Mind, body, and soul time.
That's right.
And how that's so critical. Talk a little bit about what that is, because I do feel like a part of the reasons why I don't have as many problems, I think, with our kids is that we've invested heavily in that area.
Yeah, and I always say, if you only pick one tool out of the entire book, make it this one, because
mm-hmm.
it will have the biggest impact on really all behavior issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, you may need some additional tools as well, but this is always the place to start, and it's that mind, body, and soul time. Again, recognizing that we are all hardwired with the need for positive attention and emotional connection, and that's what this tool does.
Mm-hmm.
So mind, body, and soul time is taking 10 minutes of one-on-one time with each of your kids on a daily basis. That's one
mm-hmm.
parent and one child. And
mm-hmm.
in that 10 minutes, you are fully, fully, fully present in mind, body, and soul. So
right.
you're not checking
no
your
iPhones.
Mom.
Yes.
Yeah, none of that. No siblings around, no spouse around. Nothing
right.
is going to distract you in that 10 minutes with that one child. And you are getting into their world, doing whatever it is that they love to do. If they want to get on the floor and play Legos, or they want to download music with you, or read, or whatever it is, you're totally in their world doing what they love to do. And that accomplishes a couple of things. First, it creates that emotional connection. I mean, it just gives them a huge dose of attention in their attention basket. It also gives them a huge boost of power, because in mind, body, and soul time, the child decides what you're going to do.
They're directing
the agenda.
He
gets to pick,
yeah.
you know. And so much of our day, we're telling them what to do and how to do it and when to do it. So
mm-hmm.
they get to be in charge and call the shots.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's just so powerful when you do that on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, we've done that with our kids, and what happens is they get to start learning how to lead in more productive ways, because when you give them that power, they use it responsibly, I think, especially if you, I don't know why they use it responsibly, but our kids seem to use it responsibly when we do give it to them, so I appreciate it, and I think that they've become better leaders as a result of it.
Well, and it comes back to that free will. You know, when they're getting what they need emotionally, they're getting that emotional connection, they're getting opportunities to exert their power in positive ways, it's almost like there's no need for them to rock the boat. They're getting
yep.
what they need, and so they're going to go along with things. You know, are they going to love unloading the dishwasher? Of course not, but they're not going to fight you every step of the way, because they're getting what they need at the core level as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I mean, you know, parents call it magical. I mean, obviously it's not magical, but it truly, it works so quickly. Within a day or two of starting mind, body, and soul time, you see a result. And then the more you use it, the better it gets, and the more cooperative they become.
I love it. All right, so we have Amy McCready, author. If I have to tell you one more time, the revolutionary program to get kids to listen without nagging. And up ahead on Fired Up with CJ, Amy shares her advice on how to remove homework battles. We all need that at the beginning of the school year. So make sure to tune in. And if you want more shows like this, go to www.firedupwithcj.com. We have a whole bunch of parenting shows. We'll be right back.